It's time to know your soul. Are you seeking the you within? Has people-pleasing stressed you out? It's time to find your light so you can share your entrepreneurial gifts with the world. Will Red Rover on over? But the only thing you're breaking through is yourself. This is Soul Amplified. Are you ready? Welcome to the Soul Amplified Podcast. I am Vanessa Grace, your host. Welcome to another great day. I hope life is awesome for you. Today we're going to talk about intuition. I have come to love intuition and the amazing things that it has done in my life. Intuition is that little voice inside of you that nudges you in the correct direction, although it seems like it doesn't make any sense at all. Why in the world would I do this thing right now? It doesn't make sense for me. And the great thing about intuition is that if you do it, the thing that you are being pushed to do, you will then be revealed the next step to take. And if you then take that one, it's kind of like following this bunny trail one hop at a time to get you to this totally amazing experience or a solution or a relationship or a connection that you would have never been able to find on your own. But because of listening to your intuition, you were able to get there. This is built on trust. The ability to trust that your intuition is going to bring you to the right place. So what is where does intuition come from? And so this kind of gets into the spiritual realm of things and like what your belief systems are around self-talk and is there a God and, you know, is it all based on universe or is it all just ourselves talking to ourselves? So there's a lot of different things that intuition could be. It could be our deep inner wisdom guiding us because like we know stuff that our conscious mind isn't aware of. Intuition could be our soul. So like maybe that's a little bit different from our deep inner self, but maybe it's the same thing. Intuition could be God talking to you, saying, hey, it's time to do this next thing that I'm asking you to do. Intuition could be the universe. It could be like the all-encompassing energy of the universe, like guiding you to bring you to the thing that's going to be good for you, the thing that you desire. Or, you know, if you don't believe in God, but you believe in some other higher power, it could be that. So intuition, you know, I don't think we really know what it's from collectively, but I think individuals get to decide where they believe their intuition comes from. And I am fine with any of those answers because all of those answers lead you to listening to yourself. Now, I keep using the word like listening and hearing and voice, and that's because for me, intuition comes through as like a thought pattern in my mind where I can recognize that maybe it's not my own thought pattern. But intuition can come like visually, auditorily, and like a host of other ways. But it doesn't have to just come as hearing. That's my point. It can come lots of different ways for lots of different people. What gets in the way of us listening to our intuition? Well, one, you have to notice that it's happening. It's usually subtle. Like it might be like an angel number pattern on the license plate in front of you or on the clock or on the radio dial. It might be a song that you heard on the radio that's trying to give you a message, but you're totally caught up in a phone call with someone and you're distracted, so you didn't get the message that was meant for you. And so the ability to listen and be tuned in to the signs and signals that come to you and the ways that intuition shares its insight with you is going to be important. And that's, I think, the reason why a lot of people don't listen to their intuition is because they don't recognize it for what it is. Here are four things. Here's the four things that get in the way of listening to your intuition. One, people are too busy. like that person who was in the phone call and missed the message and the song for them. We've got 1,000 lists. We've got to drive kids to places. There's 20 bills to pay. And we just want to like go home and fall asleep or like put our fucking feet up and take a break and just chill out, right? And when we turn our brains off in the evening by getting lost in our technology, it actually depletes our ability to connect to ourselves. And so even our way of relaxing takes us farther away from our intuition. So we get busy, 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 and then we relax and literally tune out from ourselves. We disconnect from ourselves because we just can't handle it through technology a lot of the time. So the people that don't use technology in the evening, congratulations, you probably are going to have an easier time listening to your intuition. Yay, applause. And when we're so busy, our brains are cluttered with all of the to-do lists and they're like literally tumbling over each other. I don't know, like cats scrambling to get to the dinner dish. If you have 10 cats at home and they're all like tripping over each other, like, oh my God, it's dinner time. And then, you know, that's what your brain looks like when it's trying to just live life. And how in the world would you notice the gem in the corner if you're tripping over yourself? So we're all too busy. The other thing that gets in the way of listening to intuition and like noticing it around us is self-doubt. When we don't trust ourselves, we can't actually believe that, oh, that little message that I just heard, that can't actually just be for me. That little idea that came in my mind, that doesn't make any sense. Why in the world am I seeing this same thing all over town? Like, why in the world do I keep seeing a sign for this store when I've never noticed that store before? Well, whatever. I just keep seeing it all the time. La, la, la. It doesn't mean anything. But if you know about intuition and you know to listen to your wiser self, your wiser self may be saying, hey, you need to go into that store because maybe there's a product in there that will serve you, or there's a person in there that works there that if you run into them and meet them, they could be useful for your business life, or they could become a friend, or maybe they just share a piece of wisdom with you that they have that is going to help you make better life choices. You never know what's going to happen if you are following your intuition. The self-doubt of just questioning if it's real stops people so many times because they're thinking, like, that doesn't happen, or, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy talk. But intuition is not crazy talk. Intuition is, well, it's listening to guidance. And if it's self-guidance or higher power guidance, I don't know. I mean, I like to think it's higher power guidance. And my own awareness pulling things together on an unconscious level, bringing them together on a conscious level, and like maybe it's a combination that works together, and I think that would be really exciting. Okay, the third reason of what gets in the way of listening to our intuition is that we don't want to hear what it has to say. Sometimes intuition can take us down a direction of something that we're not looking forward to. Maybe there's some self-exploration that needs to happen and you're not interested in that because it could be hard. Like, I don't want to do some shitty self-exploration stuff because that might be hard. I'm doing this thing over here. I don't want to be distracted by that. It'll weigh me down. It'll hold me back, man. I don't want to be held back. And so maybe you don't want to hear what the intuition is saying, or maybe you don't want to do the thing where you have to go into the store and talk to a stranger. You don't want to do that. I don't want to hear you. I'm not ready for you. So you little voice or little picture that I keep seeing everywhere, or everyone suddenly talking about this product all the time that I should try, you just need to go away because I don't want to be, I'm not ready for that. And so the resistance keeps you from the intuition. And the fourth thing of what gets in the way of listening to your intuition is not knowing what it sounds like. And this is simply inexperience. When you keep listening to it, yeah, you might make some mistakes because you thought like, oh, this means something, I should follow it. And then you're like, oh, nope, never mind. That was just me talking to myself. I guess I don't know what it sounds like yet. But okay, everyone's intuition sounds a little bit differently. Mine, like I said, tends to come to me like sentences in my mind that I know I didn't think of, because I'm aware of my own thought processes and how I think and how I make connections. And so if there is a thought that comes to me and I'm like, wow, I have not put the footwork in to make the building blocks of that thought to make that thought happen. Like, I don't have the building blocks put together yet, the mental connections to make that connection happen. So that one is an intuitive thought because I did not think of it. Also, intuition to me sounds calmer. It sounds more assured, like calm and powerful and assured. And so it's like, do this. And it's like, oh, okay. Other times, intuition can be being given messages from several people or a commercial or seeing a flyer. Okay, an example. I was meeting with another therapist and we were talking about some program that she was preparing, and I was helping her with some of the tech parts of it because I knew a couple pieces that was going to be helpful to her. And so then she mentioned this group that meets in a town not far from me, and it's about Carl Jung, who is a famous original psychologist. He's like one of the founders of psychology. He was a contemporary of Freud. This group meets in Portland. Okay, so she thought I would like it. And then I come to find out that this person, this contemporary of Freud, Jung, does some things, his theories, I mean, he's long passed now, but his theories relate to some of the theories that I'm interested in, and I didn't realize that. Okay, then I go into a bookstore not far from my house, and they have pamphlets there for this group that my friend was telling me about. The other therapist was telling me about. So there, these pamphlets are sitting. I've heard about it professionally from my therapist friend, and I heard about it another place. So I'm like, okay, I'm getting the message that you want me to investigate this group, if not this founding psychotherapist's psychology and belief systems and theories and how he sees the world. And so I was like, okay, that's how intuition can show up in your life, because it's showing up in multiple places and in multiple ways. So that was coming at me externally. You have to understand how intuition shows up with you. Here's the thing about intuition. To be able to hear it or see it or like notice for what it is, you have to know yourself and what you sound like on the inside. What does your own mental chatter sound like so that you can distinguish it from the communication that intuition is giving you? You also have to be still sometimes. Being still helps you have that inner self-awareness. Now, people can get really scared of being still because, oh my God, what is going to come up? What am I going to start thinking about? And they want to avoid all these things. Well, to get to the next level, I'm sorry, you have to be willing to listen to yourself. And sometimes junk does come up. But that junk being gone through and like purged, imagine me like throwing stuff over my shoulder right now. That's what I'm doing. If you purge that out, then you have more space for the goodness in life. And part of that goodness is intuition. So sorry, folks, you're going to have to fucking deal with some of your junk to be able to get to the intuition to hear it properly, if that's a big barrier for you. Stillness is important. Then being able to figure out, how does intuition come to you? Does it come to you as a voice? Does it come to you through music? Does it come to you through nature? Does it come visually through seeing signs and symbols around you? Like maybe you literally see triangles everywhere when good things are coming. Like I see pennies and dimes on the ground when things are going financially well for me. Sometimes I find feathers that are white, like in my path. And it's not like I live in a place where feathers are frequently just found around. And so when one's there, like, that means something to me. And these can be little nature symbols that are being given to you. So there's lots of different ways that intuition can talk to you, and you need to be able to notice the repetition of those things happening so you know what to look for within yourself. And here is an interesting thing about intuition. Sometimes it doesn't lead to anything, which I know sounds depressing. Like, why would you, Vanessa, why would you get me all excited about intuition always leading to something great, but now tell me that sometimes intuition leads to nothing? Sometimes you're just practicing following. Sometimes your intuition is leading you to see if you'll take the step, if you'll do the thing that it's asking you to do to build your bravery muscles and, like, get swole in your bravery muscles so that you can do the thing when it asks you for real. When you follow it and nothing happens, maybe the next thing's not going to happen for a long time. So that could be one. But two, now you know what it feels like. And when you've done it, when you've scratched that itch of following that thing that just kept pushing you to do, and you go, ah, it's done. And then it feels good that it's done. You're like, ah, I listened. Know that maybe it wasn't for naught. You don't have to beat yourself up because nothing happened. It could have just been like a practice run. Everyone's got to practice. We've got to practice riding our bike. Police officers do practice drills. And, you know, they're improving themselves so that they can do it properly. Just like you are improving yourself following intuition for the times that it doesn't lead to anything, so that you can do it maybe in the speed that it needs to be done in, or the way in which it needs to be done, or just with confidence. The other thing with intuition is that opportunities can expire. If an opportunity is in front of you and you keep second-guessing yourself because of self-doubts, or not wanting to listen because you don't really want to do it even though you know it's good for you, that opportunity could expire if you're waiting too long. This is why it's okay if you're doing a practice run for your intuition and just building the muscles. You don't have to get pissy with yourself about it or down on yourself that, I was wrong, it didn't work. Well, okay, that's not necessarily true. You can give yourself a break because you're getting swole to listen to your intuition better in the future. And that is where I'm going to leave us today on intuition. So remember, what gets in the way is being too busy, self-doubt, not wanting to hear what intuition is asking you to do, and not knowing what your intuition sounds like. So what you need to do is to notice and be still and listen to yourself inside so that you can see what patterns keep showing up for you and what your intuition is like. Because no one's intuition is the same exactly as somebody else's. If you want to hear more about what I have to say about business and spirituality and personal growth and codependency, you can go ahead and follow my Facebook group, which is called Enlightened Boss Lady. If you would like to hear more about people pleasing and how that interacts with owning a business and overcoming people pleasing to make your business more fabulous, you can go to the website soulamplified.org to take my free webinar on the Vibrant Business Blueprint. Feel free to share this podcast with anyone that you think would enjoy it, and definitely subscribe so that you can get all the new downloads right there in your phone or whatever you device you're listening on. Have a fabulous day. Thanks for tuning in, Soul Sister. Do you want to hear from me more? Sign up for my Transforming Your Codependency text messages straight to your phone every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for inspiration and education. To sign up, text PEACE to 877-338-0875. To spread this message far and wide, screenshot listening to this podcast and share it on social media. Be sure to tag me. I love hearing how you're growing. Get amplified.